RNZ Pacific News, Nisan Bulavinaka, I'm Lydia Lewis. A New Caledonia resident says news of a curfew has helped ease tensions in the French territory. There have been fiery demonstrations, marches and clashes with security forces. The unrest comes amid proposed constitutional changes, which could strengthen voting rights for anti-independence supporters in New Caledonia. A local resident who wished not to be named told RNZ Pacific the situation has been tense.
A lot of fire, violence, but now is better. I stay safe at home. There are a lot of police and the army. I wait the government to put the action for the peace.
Noumea is under curfew from 6 p.m. tonight to 6 a.m. New Zealand's Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters has cancelled his visit to New Caledonia due to unrest in the French Pacific Territory. Mr. Peters and a delegation from other ministries were due to visit the capital Noumea this week as part of their Pacific trip. Mr. Peters says officials are working on a new date for the visit. Vanuatu's struggling national airline faces another blow with an announcement that the carrier's only jet plane has been repossessed. The Vanuatu Daily Post reports Prime Minister Charlos Salwai saying Air Vanuatu's Boeing 737-800 has been repossessed due to not payment of the lease, amounting to over $4.5 million. The Prime Minister says a compounding factor was the airline could not afford to pay necessary maintenance costs. Last week, the airline went into voluntary liquidation, cancelling all of its international and domestic services. Meanwhile, Immigration New Zealand says they're working with employers to ensure the nearly 1,500 stranded seasonal workers have accommodation and work until they are able to leave the country. National Manager Pacific Lua Ward says the agency will push back expiry dates for 200 workers whose visas are due to end tomorrow.
She argues that the US can avoid this undesirable alien list placement under the compact of the association that governs the relationship between Palau and the United States.
And apologies, that was not Lua Ward. Lua Ward says other workers prevented from travelling to New Zealand by the disruption will also have visas extended to enable work to go ahead. Northern Marianas has issued a temporary ban on importing live poultry and hatching eggs due to the threat of bird flu. The Department of Land and Natural Resources says bird flu presents a significant concern as it poses risks not only to avian populations but also humans and other animals. The department says exemptions may be granted for poultry imports originating from Hawaii and Guam. It's subject to thorough review. Recent data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Services shows a notable increase in avian influenza H5N1 cases across the mainland United States. Papua New Guinea is once again facing a jet fuel crisis that has paralysed its national carrier Air New Guinea. As the Post Courier reports, airports shut and planes were grounded last Friday, leaving thousands of travellers across the nation stranded. A statement by the airline says international flights have been refuelling overseas, while domestic flights have had no option but to stay put. It says jet fuel rationing by Puma Energy is to blame. The Association of University of the South Pacific General Staff Secretary says workers will go on strike if current mediation fails. Rosalia Fatiaki says there have been 5 meetings between the unions and management, but there was still disagreement over $1.3 million Fijian dollars. In March, USP staff were given the mandate to strike over pay issues following members of unions representing staff voting in favour. Mr. Fatiaki says staff were originally asking for 15 Ms. Fatiaki says staff were originally asking for 15 million Fijian dollars, but are now asking for 7.6 million.
We were advised from the Ministry of Labour that whilst we are in mediation, we cannot We cannot go on strike. So that's the thing. We are caught in there with mediation happening. So only when mediation cannot progress, then we can invoke the strike action.
Another meeting between the unions and management is scheduled for Thursday. Aotearoa's Labour Party is repeating calls for a special visa to be set up to allow Palestinians with family in New Zealand to be reunited. Immigration spokesperson Phil Twyford says a special Ukraine visa was set up under similar humanitarian circumstances, and as of March, around $1,900 had been granted. The government says it's near impossible for people to get out of Gaza, which is why a focus hasn't been put on a special visa. But Mr. Twyford says the government could be using diplomatic channels to help trapped Palestinians escape a war zone and offer them a safe haven in New Zealand. Australia's federal budget will today reveal a surplus for the 2023-24 financial year, but bigger deficits are forecast for the next 3 years. Here's the ABC's Chantal Alcori.
Tonight, Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers will hand down his third budget, delivering a $9.3 billion surplus for the current financial year ending in June. It's the first consecutive budget surplus where revenue exceeds spending in nearly two decades. But the next three financial years will each have higher deficits than the government expected, largely due to what it says is unavoidable spending. The Reserve Bank last week revised its forecasts, predicting higher inflation for the rest of this year, but the government is expecting inflation to moderate faster than Treasury expected.
In sport, Tahiti's AS Paidae kicked off their OFC Men's Champions League campaign with a 6-0 win over Samoa's Vaivasetai in Papeete yesterday. The side led 2-0 at halftime. OFC media says the home side dominated for large spells of the opening period. The All Blacks coach Scott Robertson says Sam Kane won't be available for selection until the Rugby Championship in August, but he hasn't closed the door on the 95-test flanker. Kane, who accepts his time as captain is over, yesterday announced his retirement from international rugby at the end of the year, having signed a three-year deal with Japanese club Suntory from 2025. Robertson says the loose forward is carrying a back injury and will rule him out of the July tests against England and Fiji. But he says Kane's been involved in the All Blacks leadership meetings and is in the frame for selection later this season.
He's still got that personality and those leadership qualities. He knows what to say at the right time, so he's been valuable. And look, as we know, when you play 95 test matches, you've been around, haven't you? And you know what it takes. So he's available this year. If he performs, it's up to me to pick him.
Robertson will name his new captain and 32-man squad for the July tests next month. And Aston Villa have taken a significant step forward towards a place in the Champions League after two late goals earned them a draw against Liverpool. Substitute John Duran saved the night for Villa with goals in the 85th and 88th minutes to salvage a 3-3 home draw. Fourth place Villa are 5 points clear of Tottenham Hotspur, who must beat Manchester City tomorrow to stay in contention for a Champions League berth next year. And that's the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website.